Looks like the new all-electric Ford F-150 Lightning is so popular, the company has doubled its production goal. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 23rd day of August. Thanks, as always, for being with us again today, everybody. In other news, the shipping troubles keep getting worse, and that will have an impact on the holiday shopping season. We've got some Fed news. Southwest airline pilots are planning on picketing their employer. We'll share why. Now that the Pfizer vaccine has been approved by the FDA, more companies are demanding staff become vaccinated or lose their jobs. We've got the Wall Street Report, and employees are quitting, and their bosses are wondering why. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Let's go. The early and hot demand for the all-new electric Ford F-150 Lightning has pushed the company to announce that it is doubling production goals. Reuters is reporting that the number two U.S. automaker is targeting annual production of more than 80,000 units in 2024, up from its prior target of more than 40,000, this according to sources who asked not to be identified. Shares of Ford rose 1.1% on the news to settle at $12.73 a share. Now, it's happening all over. Empty shelves, backordered everything. And the shipping crisis that's been getting worse by the week threatens to become a scourge this holiday season. CNN is reporting that more than 18 months into the pandemic, the disruption to global supply chains is getting worse, spurring shortages of consumer products and making it more expensive for companies to ship goods where they're needed. Unresolved snags and the emergence of new problems, including the Delta variant, mean shoppers are likely to face higher prices and fewer choices this holiday season. Companies like Adidas, Crocs, and Hasbro are already warning of disruptions as they prepare for the crucial year-end period. The latest obstacle is in China, where a terminal at the Ningbo port south of Shanghai has been shut down since August 11, after a dock worker there tested positive for COVID-19. In a related story, a chain of grocery stores in the South is resorting to making their own Lunchables because they can't get the real thing. Business Insider and the Wall Street Journal are reporting that the CEO of a Southern supermarket chain says he's struggling to keep shelves full during a supply shortage and that his company has resorted to creating its own version of Lunchables, Kraft Heinz miniature cracker, cheese, and meat selection. Donnie Rouse, who runs Rouse Markets, told the Wall Street Journal that sometimes the chain receives about 40% of the items it orders from suppliers, compared to more than 90% before the pandemic. The chain, which has 65 stores across Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, has found some novel ways to plug gaps in its inventory, including bringing on new brands and buying more private label products. The 7,000-employee supermarket chain has also struggled to get Lunchables. That's Kraft Heinz miniature cracker, cheese, and meat selection. It has instead, get this, started to create its own version of the popular snack with crackers, cheese, grapes, and meat. Kraft Heinz told the Journal there was a record demand for Lunchables and that it was managing the supply chain and that it was getting more products to consumers. Grocery stores have faced supply shortages in recent weeks, in part because of the labor shortage and, of course, those high shipping costs. Well, it would seem that some investors might have gotten ahead of their skis last week, worrying about the tapering of the central bank monetary policy. Now, Market Watch is reminding us that the Federal Reserve policymakers will still be injecting roughly $1 trillion into markets during the time it takes to start and end the tapering of $120 billion in monthly bond purchases, all this according to strategists. That assumes an announcement comes in December, and it takes 8 months to complete the pullback. Teresa Ho and Alex Rovner at J.P. Morgan Chase wrote in a note that was released on Sunday, said that, and they reiterated similar views that they made on August 6th. They just can't turn off the faucet, it would seem. Investors, it seems, got the memo, and Wall Street soared today. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. It's getting dicey over at Southwest Airlines as the pilots' union is threatening to picket the company, demanding an end to their expanded work hours and other complaints. Television station KDFW is reporting that the Southwest Airline Pilots Association is considering multiple picket protests in the fourth quarter, as union members say they are suffering from a slew of problems, including a lack of hotels and food availability, clarity on COVID-related protocols, and abrupt schedule changes and working extra hours. SWAPA President Casey Murray claimed in a video message that while the union has made multiple attempts to meet with Southwest to resolve the issues, members have been met with what he says reluctance and a lack of understanding and sometimes straight-up hostility. Several weeks ago, flight attendants also made the news as they too are concerned that Southwest continues to book more flights, yet often does not have the staff to carry them out. Southwest operated 650 more daily round-trip flights in June than it did in March. That's a 25% increase, and the number of passengers in the bags they checked have nearly doubled. Meanwhile, the airline's on-time performance dropped to 62.4% in June, and was at about 67% in July, according to Southwest executives. In comparison, on-time performance in 2019 was 75.1% in June and 80.3% in July. You know, we've often reported on the tight labor market as many jobs that are open remain open. And today, the FDA said it has given full approval to the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, and even in the tight labor market, businesses and cities are mandating workers get vaccinated or lose their jobs. Business Insider is reporting that staff at tech giants Uber, Google, and Facebook need to be vaccinated before they can return to the office, while Houston Methodist Hospital hit the headlines in late March after it became one of the first hospitals to mandate vaccines. A home healthcare agency told CNN that he'd like to require his staff to get the jab too. However, he fears that some would quit over the policy and he can't afford to lose workers during the labor shortage. Now, many companies that are requiring staff to be vaccinated are white-collar jobs. But blue-collar workers who don't have much of a loyalty to their employer might just pack up and head to the next restaurant or retail store. The vaccine mandate is an issue for many employers, especially now with so many jobs being open. Stocks climbed out of the hole they found themselves last week. The NASDAQ closed at a record as investors awaited this week's virtual gathering of global monetary policymakers that are participating in the Kansas City Annual Symposium. Plus, later this week, the Fed gathers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming for its symposium. The tech-heavy index, the NASDAQ, gained 227 points to close at 14,942. The Dow extended its Friday close by gaining 215 points to end the trade at 35,335, and the S&P 500 put up 37 points to close at 4479. There were two big drivers today. The first was optimism that the Fed will continue to pump dollars into the economy, and the other was the FDA approval of the Pfizer COVID vaccine. Surging crude prices that are being driven by expected demand put energy shares out front. ExxonMobil gained 4.1%, and Chevron was up by 2.6%. And finally, there is this. Yeah, it's no secret that many workers have had it, and they're bolting for the door. Meanwhile, employers are standing there going, why? Wondering, what's going on? How come? Why are you leaving? Well, diversity consultant Lily Zhang offers one piece of advice. Do some reflection and remember what you've put your workers through. She points out to mandatory office returns, 60-hour work weeks, few opportunities for growth, and more. The bottom line is, with all those demands, would you work for you? That's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.